This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The U.S. is nearing a record for new daily coronavirus cases, and the impact is being felt across the nation. AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
From South Dakota, where a Sioux tribe is locking down its reservation, to Florida, where one health official is asking that kids' birthday parties be canceled, the U.S. saw nearly 72,000 new cases as several states in the West and Midwest set records. Joe Biden says President Trump's lying in saying the country's rounding the corner.
The virus is surging in almost every state.
There's a similar spike in Europe.
We are at a critical juncture in this pandemic.
The World Health Organization's chief says nations need to take action now to keep their people safe with tough months ahead.
This is not a drill.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Israel and Sudan agreed Friday to take steps to normalize relations in a deal brokered with the help of the United States, making Khartoum the third Arab government to set aside hostilities with Israel in the last 2 months. U.S. President Donald Trump, seeking re-election on November 3rd, sealed the agreement in a phone call with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Sudanese Prime Minister Abdallah Hamdok and Transitional Council The head, Abdel Fattah al-Burhan, as its senior official said. Mr. Trump's decision earlier this week to remove Sudan from the U.S. list of state sponsors of terrorism paved the way for the deal with Israel, marking a foreign policy achievement for the Republican president as he seeks a second term, trailing in opinion polls behind Democratic rival Joe Biden. Again, Israel and Sudan agree on Friday to take steps to normalize relations in a deal brokered with the help of the United States. This is VOA News. At least 51 civilians have been killed in Nigeria's unrest following days of peaceful protest over police abuses, according to the president, blaming hooliganism for the violence while asserting that security forces have used extreme restraint. The president's comments are expected to further inflame tensions in Africa's most populous country after Amnesty International reported that soldiers shot and killed at least 12 demonstrators Tuesday night as a large crowd sang the national anthem. The death sparked international condemnation. One of President Donald Trump's top priorities on immigration, if he wins a second term, would be to use agreements with Central American governments as models to get countries around the world to field asylum claims from people seeking refuge in the United States. Top advisor Stephen Miller, a key architect of Mr. Trump's immigration policies, said the agreements would help stop asylum fraud, asylum shopping, and asylum abuse on a global scale. Miller, in an interview with the Associated Press, also forecast a broader offensive against so-called sanctuary jurisdictions that limit cooperation with federal immigration authorities, saying the administration would use its full power, resources, and authority. He vowed more efforts toward legal immigration based on merit. There were tense scenes in the streets of Santiago Friday as protesters faced off with police just days before a referendum to decide on a new constitution for Chile. Riot police used tear gas and water cannon to control the crowd out on the street. These protests began a little over a year ago to call for the reforms to the pension, health care, and education systems. A new constitution was central demand said that emerged from the protests, with Chileans expected to turn out in the millions Sunday to cast their vote in the referendum. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said Friday that a meeting of Western Military Alliance defense ministers had agreed to expand its training mission in Iraq to help Iraqi forces fight extremism. NATO maintains a 500-strong mission, a training mission in the country to prepare local forces in event of state extremists. The U.S. Treasury announced sanctions Friday against a Russian research institute, which it said was tied to the powerful malware Triton used to damage a Saudi petrochemical plant in 2017. The Treasury said the Russian government's Central Scientific Research Institute of Chemistry and Mechanics was connected to Triton and was responsible for building customized tools that enabled the 2017 attack. Again, a U.S. Treasury secretary, announcing sanctions Friday against a Russian research institute, which is said was tied to the powerful malware Triton. More at VOAnews.com via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.